for them.
That's still, because see, they don't speak it. They really aren't very happy in the United States, even after being over here since the 40s. They really miss Germany, and they... And, you know, I think that, since they've never accepted it that well, they continually speak German in their home. Really wouldn't allow the children to speak anything but German up until they were, like, in high school and old enough to know they didn't have to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that was very interesting. Their dogs and all animals they always had could always understand German. Would never do anything for us, but didn't understand English.
Well, before we leave the subject of Huntsville itself, I'd like to really know more about it geographically.
All right. It's right at the foot of the of Montesano. Are you familiar with Montesano?
No.
It's a beautiful mountain in Huntsville, and it's, Huntsville is located, like, right at the foot of the mountain. It's in a valley area. And it has beautiful, beautiful, beautiful landscaping. It really does. I live at the foot of the mountain, and you can see almost throughout the whole, you can just see almost the whole city from where we live. It's really, really pretty. One thing that I think is always interesting when people come talking about the geographical location, we're like 30 minutes from Tennessee. It's very, you know, it's north, and really we're about an hour from Mississippi, so it's in a really, you know, a good spot. You can get anywhere. But let me say this about what I think's most outstanding about Huntsville. Huntsville is a very clean city. It's very, very clean. And what I think surprises more people when they come, and especially I had a lot of these comments from people from Atlanta that came to the wedding in June, that were very shocked at a city that size having the beautiful homes that it does. But you know, Huntsville's history dates way, way back to John Hunt and Jesse James, and I mean, we just keep going back, you know, and of course it was the first capital of Alabama. And beautiful mansions in Huntsville. There really are some gorgeous mansions in Huntsville. I think that surprises people more than anything. This one particular area near downtown has got some of the most gorgeous homes you have ever seen, with beautiful architect and a lot of stained glass, things that you do not expect to see in a city really the size of Huntsville, because people know Huntsville from all the space and the redstone arsenal and all that. Mm-hmm. See, there's so much more to it than that. Climate is magnificent.
What would you say are the major sections of the city? Does it divide itself up?
Very, very distinctly. North and South. The old Huntsvillians. And I'm serious. I am very serious. The old Huntsvillians are in South Huntsville.
What's the dividing line?
North-South. And I'm serious. Oh, I'm sorry.
Where in the city is the dividing line? Is there a street where...
Yes, I would say downtown Huntsville very, very well divides south, downtown and south. It sounds very, very tacky to say, but it's where the more esteemable houses and the more... That's not a very good word, but it's a more desirable section, I would say, to live in. Of course, that's coming from someone that's lived in Huntsville all their life, too. I'm sure that there are people that go and find beautiful homes in North Huntsville. I'm basing what I say not only because I've lived there all my life, but on school situations. South Huntsville has the better school situations, and there are less blacks. Blacks are predominantly in the north of Huntsville. And there's even a distinction between east and west, if you want to get that picky.
Yeah.
But southeast is where you will find the higher income, the better school districts, the doctors, the lawyers, the more professional people are in Southeast Huntsville. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. I'm not saying that there aren't other brackets that fall into that. But the most desirable is Southeast and the most undesirable is Northwest. I mean, there's just no question about it.
Where are the main offices of the big banks located?
In the banks.